You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We're learning which Wisconsin lawmakers were on the Minnesota shooter's so-called hit list. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
And he allegedly posed as a police officer to get into lawmakers' homes. Now, Wausau police want you to know what to look for. Here's Lieutenant Phillips.
Patrol officers all wear a uniform. So they're going to have a standard uniform on. It's going to have the Wausau police patches on either shoulder. They're going to have a badge identifying them as a Wausau officer. You know, if any plainclothes officers, whether it be detectives or some of our other officers that don't wear that standard uniform, all of them, if they're going out for enforcement action, wear what is called an outer carrier that's going to have police clearly on that. Their badge will be displayed on that as well.
If you are ever in question, you can ask to see their ID or call the police station to verify.
From chief down, if they're asked for, can provide or show the person their department-issued photo identification as well. It's issued by the department. If anything came up, you know, we would look into that. It is a crime in Wisconsin to impersonate a peace officer.
The man accused of assassinations in Minnesota was federally charged on Monday with the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman. That follows Vance Boltler's arrest on Sunday in the small farm town of Green Isle, about an hour away from Minneapolis. Green Isle resident Wendy Thomas tells Civic Media that she spotted Boltler hiding in a culvert of a neighbor's house as she was going down the driveway on the phone with her dad.
As the person got closer to, there's a culvert down there, he squatted down. And I'm like, Dad, they're hiding, you know, so I started freaking out. He says, you hang up and you call somebody. And I hung up and I got to the end of the driveway, and there's been enough police force here. At the end of the driveway, there was an officer just coming down the road, and I flagged him down with my arms out the window. And he's like, is everything okay? And I said, no. I said, there's somebody in this hay field or this grass field here. I said, he's in the culvert.
Thomas adds that since then, law enforcement hasn't communicated with her.
I mean, my mental health, like, I'm shaken up. It was an experience, and yeah.
Meanwhile, 11 Wisconsin Democrats were on Boltler's hit list, including the members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. State Senator Caldra Roys, who represents Madison, speaking to Todd Alba on Monday.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really that anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
There's an effort to boost security in the Badger State. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In response to the recent shootings of Minnesota lawmakers and a threat list targeting 11 Wisconsin officials, state leaders are talking about enhanced security at the Capitol. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says in a statement he wants increased protection for the next legislative session. The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms has already announced new safety protocols. Wisconsin's Capitol building is open to the public 7 days a week and does not require metal detectors or security badges for entry.
And the Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee voted to increase the bonding authority of the Safe Drinking Water Loan and Clean Water Fund programs earlier this month. Officials say it could lead to increased funding assistance for wastewater treatment infrastructure projects across the state. Maintaining water quality has become a hotly contested topic over recent years, as municipalities struggle with PFAS contamination and general pollution issues. And prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. They also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds. One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspyrus pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
A Calumet County farmer is suing the Trump administration. Lisa Hale tells us why.
The Conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WIL, filed the lawsuit on behalf of white dairy farmer Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges the USDA has three programs and policies that discriminate against white male farmers by giving advantages to women and racial minorities. Faust was one of several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021. That lawsuit argued race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. WIL has filed dozens of lawsuits in 25 states attacking DEI programs in government.
And some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the Nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process, and they argue that the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means, and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. The agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of the updated Beaver Management Plan. There's more information on the DNR's website, and applications will be accepted until Friday. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey. The Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic, but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star Is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby, or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pitt is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pitt takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pitt will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm and a high near 80. A slight storm chance this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs near 80. Currently, it's 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.